Did the Jays dig the inning?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.
We felt the need to keep Tim Hudak on the line just to take a look at this next story because he used to work as a border guard. Let's actually set the table. How long did you work as a border guard, Tim?
Well, I was there 5 summers, believe it or not, John. It was a summer student job as I helped pay for university, and then I worked 1 year full-time, which I enjoyed. Happened to be pretty decent at the job. I liked doing it, but it wasn't for me going forward. So that's the time frame and all. So I was never there permanently, but I guess enough experience to give a decent comment on the story.
Did you ever find anything?
I was good at it. Believe it or not, they kept stats at the border, you know, sort of in terms of drugs, in terms of weapons, how many cars did you seize as a result of that? And I've always been a competitive guy. So I remember leading or being tied there in the stats a couple of those summers. So, yeah, anywhere from heavy drugs to weapons to some pretty ugly snuff films. Sadly, John, this stuff comes across the border.
Wow.
It's an important job to try to stop it.
Okay, and before we get to the story, I don't want to rag the puck too much, but this is interesting stuff. Is it true that people often have a tell that you looking at somebody's face can tell if they're lying?
Big part of it. A lot of this is totally subjective on how the behavior is at the border. You know, common one is, are you bringing anything with you? And the person looks up the highway because they think about where they're going next, and then they'll say no. Or we had people who would actually shake their head yes when you asked them if they had alcohol, while their mouth said no. Best one I remember is a guy who was as cool as a cucumber coming through, answered all the questions straight up, did not look nervous, then lit a cigarette with his Bic lighter and tossed a Bic lighter out the window. That was his tell. His car was full of booze.
Okay. So the story this morning is 1/4 of frontline employees surveyed at Canada's border agency say they have directly witnessed a colleague discriminating against a traveler in the last 2 years, and the overwhelming majority attribute it to race.
Oh, I think it's true. And this is a long overdue study, and I think shining a light on some of the insidious nature of why people get pulled over. So good for the Canada Border Services Agency for taking this on themselves. Now, the next question is what to do. There's no doubt that this is true, that a significant number, I'd say, of referrals to secondary. That's when you get the ticket when you're coming through the bridge or the airport for a secondary search. I think people's instincts are reacting to their own biases against certain races. Even this may be very sad to hear, you know, somebody I've known is close to me for some time, who is black, would get additional questions. She told me this, and I was shocked. I regularly ask her, you know, what you do for a living when you're coming back home here to Canada. There's no business asking that question. I think there's a question right there that's motivated by race.
Okay, and I always think when discussing race issues, it's important to say this doesn't mean that they are secretly members of the Ku Klux Klan. There is, for some people, just an implicit bias in their heads that they may not even be aware of, that people with different ethnicity might be trouble.
No, I think that there is one level. You know, you're, say, 1,000 cars come through your lane in a given hour just for an easy number. And you have to look at the folks and really decide, does their story add up? Do they look nervous? Is that, you know, do I believe what they are saying? And then you will pull them over, and you're not always right. You're probably more often wrong, but that's what you do. It's highly subjective. It's your gut instinct. So if you have, you know, bias in your system, you think people from a certain race, certain background, you know, religion, are more likely to lie to you or be part of a stereotype, you're more likely to pull them over. I have no doubt that's borne out in the stats. Then there's a more insidious side that I witnessed. And granted, we're talking 25 plus years ago, John, but to relate an uncomfortable story, I wasn't working this night, but it spread like wildfire around the port where a longtime veteran officer came back across the border, was drinking in Buffalo, was drunk, pulled over to customs to use the washroom. And there was a Canadian family of Jamaican background who were in the lot being searched, and they weren't happy with the search. And he wasn't even on duty, started accosting, put on a phony Jamaican accent, started making accusations to them that they were criminals. The guy got a short suspension. He should have been gone from the job. I think there's far too much tolerance of that type of behavior there. So you need a reporting mechanism. You need people to feel safe when they talk about a fellow officer, a complaint system, and to fire those who are showing that kind of outright behavior.
Thank you, sir. Wonderful to have your background.
Have a great day.
Tim Hudak is the head of the Ontario Real Estate Association, but also a former border guard.
And what's the latest on the housing crisis?
Did the Jays dig the inning?
What's going on with passport lines?
Google products are designed to help you find relevant local news from reliable publications, big and small. Learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.